So, is anyone else here a loser? Has anyone else here ever found himself or herself losing something? Perhaps even something of significance and importance? If so, has anyone here then found himself or herself looking and looking and looking without finding what it is that you're after, only to stumble across it at a later time with a considerable amount of relief? Well, there I was again earlier this year, puzzled and annoyed at my inability to locate something. This time it was some cash, which I had deliberately set aside so that it wouldn't end up being spent on anything other than an upcoming tax payment. But when the time came for me to retrieve those funds and make use of them, they were nowhere to be found. So I looked someplace else, nothing. Then I searched in an entirely different place. Still nothing. Then comes that somewhat sinking feeling that I wonder if I maybe threw them out along with some other recyclables. But then this past summer, when I was looking for something entirely different, in the process, I came across the envelope that I had feared was lost. And when I did find it, of course, I felt relief and joy, a feeling to which anyone can relate who has lost something but then found it, such as the woman in the Lord's parable who found one of 10 coins that she had. When she found it, Jesus said, she called together her neighbors, "Rejoice with me, for I have found the coin that I had lost." And that is the same type of joy felt by the shepherd in a partner parable. In the 18th chapter of Matthew, Jesus said, "See that you do not look down on one of these little ones. For I tell you that their angels in heaven always see the face of my Father in heaven. The Son of Man came to save what was lost." What do you think? If a man owns 100 sheep and one of them wanders away, will he not leave the 99 on the hills and go to look for the one that wandered off? And if he finds it, I tell you the truth, he is happier about that one sheep than about the 99 that did not wander off. In the same way, your Father in heaven is not willing that any of these little ones should be lost. It is easy, isn't it, to feel less than concerned about something which is lost by somebody else. It's easy to not feel all that moved by the loss of something that doesn't have any personal significance. I wouldn't expect you to feel the same level of joy and excitement that I felt when I came across that envelope that I thought was lost, even as I probably wouldn't feel the same level of joy if the roles were reversed. Well, in somewhat the same way, perhaps, it's easy for us to feel little or no interest in something that belongs to the Lord, something that is very precious to Him, and yet something which was lost, and something that He really, really wants back when it's lost, a human soul. When Jesus first spoke this parable, he was teaching his disciples not to despise little children. Apparently, his disciples had not grasped that the Lord's ministry was as much about children as it was about adults, and that he had come to save children as much as anyone else. Sadly, we too can slip into a perspective where we end up viewing another individual or perhaps a group of people as being somehow of lesser concern to the Lord than ourselves. Perhaps others strike us as being childish in some way. Perhaps others belong to a completely different ethnic group or move about in other social circles. Perhaps others have brought upon themselves a bad reputation for some reason, for something said or done, and we mistakenly view such people as being of lesser interest to the Lord. But we have no basis for looking down on others. Whatever the shortcomings of others might be, we come up just as short, if not more. Sin has left us all damaged, soiled, sullied, lost. Nevertheless, Jesus sees every member of the human race in a very different way. Every person is deeply precious to him, for he has put into every human being a soul, which he not only created, but also redeemed. He poured out his very life, his blood, his all, in order to make us his own once again. Even though our redemption cost the highest price imaginable, he willingly paid it. That's how much he loves us. That's how much he wants us lost individuals back with him. He said sweepingly, "The Son of Man came to save what was lost, and your Father in heaven is not willing that any of these little ones should be lost." Jesus likened himself in the parable to the kind of shepherd who won't rest if even 1% of the flock has gone missing. Generally, 1% lost of anything wouldn't be viewed as all that dramatic. In the business world, that would probably not be viewed as that significant of a loss. But the Lord will move mountains if it means the safe return of a single lost lamb. Clearly expecting a positive response, he asked, "Will he not leave the 99 on the hills and go to look for that one that wandered off?" The one that wandered off. That applies to all of us, doesn't it? "All we, like sheep, have gone astray," Isaiah said. "Everyone has turned to his own way." We are all losers by nature, having lost the righteousness with which God created the human race and having turned our back on our shepherd time and time again. Thankfully, he comes after his lost sheep again and again. He keeps looking and gently brings back to safety all who hear and heed his gracious call. He announces full and free forgiveness through the atonement that he won, and through that announcement leads lost lambs into the fold of the faithful. Oh, the joy of retrieving, finding something that was lost. We can feel it whenever we retrieve something of a temporal, ordinary nature. How much joy, more joy, isn't felt in heaven over the retrieval of a human soul? Jesus said, "I tell you the truth, the shepherd is happier about that one sheep than about the 99 that did not wander off." How joyful shouldn't we be then over the finding of a soul, whoever that may be, and how desirous shouldn't we be to share the gospel, which alone can save eternally. For when something is lost and then retrieved, great joy is experienced by the finder. But when someone is lost and then retrieved, joy abounds for the finder as well as for the found. Our hymn this morning is hymn 58, stanzas 4 and 7. Hymn 58, stanzas 4 and 7.